That is footage of myself and Rodney King at the site today where he was beaten in 1992. Officers from Los Angeles Police Department were acquitted of that beating. Rodney King. The outrage over the controversial verdict sparked days of civil unrest throughout Los Angeles. I recently asked King if he felt a kinship with Trayvon Martin, another African-American male whose tragic plight has, of course, triggered outrage.
You might turn been in Trayvon's shoes many times.
Tell me.
And I've been in Trayvon's shoes when I was young at that age. And I have. It's scary being black and growing up these days. When I was young and knew I was somewhere by myself, it was scary. I had to. It was a different feeling for me. It's like survival.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you watch your back. But it's hard to explain it. But it's a different feeling being black and growing up, and being black and being by yourself and growing up in the world is also it's another ball game.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's definitely better. Okay. Things are definitely better, and good thing that, you know, this is America, because things are always will always be getting better. You know, just based on our history and how our country was built, things are definitely not like they used to be, and laws and things. It's a slow process, but we have came a long ways, and we got to give ourselves credit for that, you know?
I thought that was rather profound, what Rodney was saying there, and yet he is taking grief for being compared, a comparison that he doesn't make, being compared to Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, you know, some people have said that he has compared himself to Trayvon Martin in some of these statements.
Here he just said, I've been in his shoes when I was younger.
That's right.
So which is a very distinct thing.
I agree with you. It really is a distinct thing. Yeah. He's not saying, that night that I was beaten, I was doing the same thing as Trayvon Martin. He's not saying that.
Yeah.
And what he is saying is unarguable. You can't argue with that. Growing up black in the United States is a different experience than growing up white. And you can't argue that that's not true.
Well, and I think it's becoming more vivid for people because of the conversations people are having about Trayvon Martin. And maybe this Rodney situation, revisiting 20 years later, will help that conversation along. Alex, you've got a question. You're in California. Alex, go right ahead.